Gentlemen, this is MGTOW Life, and welcome to another podcast. The topic of this podcast is going to be, what are we doing? So with that being said, let's get started. So, what are we doing? Well, I see the path of MGTOW and Red Pill going one of two ways. On one hand, you're going to have people that have a high work ethic, intelligence, tenacity. Those men are going to go after society in the most polite and professional way possible to bring down the gynocracy, bring down feminism, to enhance the men's rights movement and attempt through legal means to eradicate or take the strength out of feminism, the courts, family court, all of that. And I see that as being quite difficult because there are so many hands waiting to get paid when it comes to the society, when it comes to the modern Western society. And the society is so hell-bent on tax-free, reliable income. They don't care where it's coming from. Men are going after other men just to get money in any way, shape, or form. That's how bad the economy is. That's how unstable, that's how parasitic the economy has become. I value these men. I think it's great. I think it's, you know, in a lot of ways it's the right thing to do. But I don't see it succeeding. I don't see that method going anywhere. If it was going to do that, you would have the men's rights activists accomplish something, anything. But they can't and they won't, because society is too far gone. It's too dependent upon making money off the backs of men in any way possible. At least that's how I see it. That's my perspective on that. But, and on the other hand, it can go the other way. It could go down the MGTOW path, the Red Pill path, where men are informed. They understand how society actually works. They understand how women, feminism, the courts, the whole thing. They understand how it works. Like I mentioned earlier, to make tax-free income off the backs of men. They understand that. And they just quietly, respectfully walk away. They don't contribute. And I watched a YouTube video, and I apologize, I forget who posted it on Discord, but I watched a YouTube video about a town in Sicily, Italy, that was having next to no births. I mean, just a couple, like 4, 5, or 6 births per year. Not 1,000 or 10,000 or 100,000, whatever it is. Oh, no. And that spread into neighboring towns, and those towns are spread into neighboring towns. So Italy is in a crisis of within 20 years having some serious economic issues because you don't have the young, struggling taxpayers trying to make money, trying to pay taxes, trying to keep this ship afloat that has been overburdened by taxation and regulation and the court systems and all these things intertwined to make money off the backs of men. And all you're having is a bunch of old people, just like Japan. China's having its own issues. So across the globe, it's now starting to take effect. It's actually starting to have real numbers that you can look at. And there was an interview on that video I told you about earlier I watched that took place in Sicily, Italy, where people were saying that it's just too difficult to raise a family because the jobs aren't there that pay what it needs to pay to have families. So people are seeing it. They're seeing the facts that it's excessively difficult to have families, and that'll go into how excessively difficult that it is or has become to interact with women. And no malice, no hate towards women on my side at all. I don't hate women. I don't encourage other men to hate women in any way, shape, or form. That makes no sense to me to even do that. But people are quickly realizing that if they can't take on the system, just walk away in the most respectful, quiet way possible, without pointing fingers. Just walk away. Don't open your wallet to feed the system that hates you, that is hungry to make money off of your back, off of your labor, off of your energy. And men are doing that more and more and telling their friends, and those people are doing it more and more and they're telling their friends. And I see that path gaining momentum. Not the men's rights activists' legal struggle. I just see MGTOW gaining strength until it finally becomes mainstream. And that day is coming. It's finally going to become mainstream, where men are just fed up, where it just, you can't justify interacting with women, which is a shame. That's not how society is supposed to work. That's not how everything's built. So it's all changing. And so I think that particular path is going to gain strength. And when it does that, like I mentioned, it'll become mainstream, and of course that'll just become an avalanche. In turn, turn the whole thing on its ear, and society will constrict, and the Dow Jones, you know, all the indexes, everything will plateau and then constrict. So that's coming too. And it's a shame, because I was hoping that I could, you know, retire in about 20 years, 10, 15, 20 years, and either live in a motorhome, or, you know, I'll figure something out for myself that works for me and me alone. And I'm going to have to reevaluate that, because I do see society, the economy, imploding sooner rather than later, which is a shame. I kind of wish I was born, you know, not in the 70s, I wish I was born in the 60s and not had the one child that I had, which was a huge mistake, obviously. Not been in a marriage, which was a huge mistake, obviously. So I made some serious mistakes, but I'm building my retirement, and I'm on my path, doing what I have to do for me. But I do see society imploding, which could derail that. So I'm going to have to make some adjustments. I'm going to have to figure something out. But that's just my perspective on how I see society going, how I see society, you know, getting down the road on one of two paths. And I do see that the path of MGTOW and walking away will be the path that wins the day, at the cost of society, at the cost of the economy, which is which is a shame. But I know I didn't ask for that. And you're having women that know how this is going, know how this is gonna work out, and they're not saying a thing. They're not doing a thing. The gonocracy and hypergamy is so strong that they won't even lift a finger to fix it. So it's a shame. But all right, gentlemen, I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to this podcast. And as always, take it easy.